Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchman, the Watchman on the Wall, End Time Global Link Ministry, coming to you from Warren, Ohio. And like I said before, I'm going on down there in Texas, and I'm going on down to Atlanta, Georgia, then I'm going to Texas, and we're going to have Brother Tim on with me tonight. He's been on with me for the last, 8-9 months. We really enjoy each other and telling people about the Word of God and about this love that God has for the world. And if you miss the love of God, if you never experience the love of God, you need to experience the love of God in your life in order to be pleasing to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. It's a pleasure to be with you, Brother Tim. Amen. It's a pleasure to hear your voice and let you know that, amen, we're on the battlefield. We're fighting not against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against the prince power of the air and the rulers of darkness. Amen. I'm not talking about physical darkness. I'm talking about spiritual darkness, because we're living in a dark world, but light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. Amen. As long as he's in the world, he is the light of the world. There's no other light like the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because if you got light, you can see where you're going. And there's so many people walking in darkness. Don't know where they're going. Don't know where they came from. Don't know the meaning of knowing that there's a God in heaven. Amen. With all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And there's a God, amen, that's coming back to this earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, he's going to send his son back. He already sent him once. Amen. Died, suffered on the cross, got up from the grave, went back to heaven. And he said, if I go away, I will absolutely come again and receive you to myself. And where he is, we're going to be there also. The rapture is on the line. Amen. Praise God. The rapture is on the line. Amen. And I tell you, that line is heating up. Every day we're getting closer and closer. A lot of people think we are far off, but the rapture is right up on us. We see the times and the signs and the confusion and the killing and the murdering and the rapists, and we see all the people trying to enjoy and coming back from this coronavirus and trying to get back in that mode. But let me tell you, amen, before a storm, there's a calm, and it's been pretty calm lately, but there's a storm coming. Amen. And it's not no tornado. It's not no hurricane. It's the storm of evil getting ready to sweep over this planet. It's already here. Amen. People don't believe it, but it's already here. The devil's been here for 6,000 years, roaming through this earth, seeking who he may devour, because he only can do three things. And people can't understand. He only can do three things. The devil can't do number three things in his mission. That is to kill, rob, and destroy. That's all he can do. Can't do nothing else. And the world today believe, amen, that they can get joy out of serving the devil. They believe that it's fun serving the devil. They believe that the devil, amen, is the answer to all their problems. But let me tell you, he's a failure. He's a failure. He's been a failure. He will be a failure. And he's doomed to go into the Gehenna Lake of Fire. And I'm here to tell you this afternoon, this evening, amen, we are here to teach the Word of God, preach the Word of God, explain the Word of God, proclaim the Word of God. Make sure your soul is right. I mean right with God before you leave this planet. Because so many people are leaving this planet faster than ever known to human history. It was in the days of Noah, amen. Well, this overlaid the days of Noah. We got 7.1 billion people on the planet, amen. And there's people being born every minute, and there's people dying every minute. And majority of the world that's leaving this planet are leaving here without Jesus Christ. Not because God can't save, because God can save. If you want to be saved, God can save you. It's just that people don't want to turn from their wicked ways. Born in sin, except in iniquity. Christ came and died for the sins of the world to turn man back to him, and the world is saying, I don't want it. Well, we're so glad to have Brother Tim. Amen. I'm going to have prayer right now, and then I'm going to give it to Brother Tim, and he can go on from there. Amen. Then he, you know, after he get through what he's saying or whatever the Lord laid on his heart, because I know he got something to say, and I know you know I got something to say because it's coming from the word of God. Father, we come to you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Oh, this wonderful opportunity to preach your word and to carry your word and to explain your word and let the world know there's hope. There's hope for your soul. There's hope for your death. When you die, if you die in Christ, there's hope after death. If you die without, we know if you die without Jesus Christ, there's eternal destruction, eternal hell's fire. And, Lord, what we want to do, Lord, we want to come directly from your word. We ain't making this up. We ain't make no dad to change your word or make no dad to add anything onto your word. We're going to tell it just like it is in the word of God, and that's it. Ooh, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that somebody may see the light through the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Brother Tim, go ahead and walk with me a little bit.
Amen, Doctor. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's good to be here. It's good to be back to speak to the saints. Amen, brother. I'm going to do a short session with you tonight, but I'm here. Amen. I do have a company, so amen. Amen.
Okay.
So all glory be to the Most High. Amen. So as the brother said, the time is closer than you think. It's closer than what you can even imagine. Amen. Is it possible? Amen. Is it possible? Amen. That this may be the last winter for the saints. Amen. Is it
Come
possible?
On now.
Amen. That this might be the
Come
last
on.
Holiday for the saints.
Come on, preacher. Tell it.
Amen. Hey, I'm
Tell
just
it.
Saying. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. I am glad that, as I said before, as we have said before, this is the best time for the saints. Amen.
Come
amen.
On.
We are looking for the return of Christ. And amen. I just feel like a lot of people are just not looking for the return of Christ. And what I'm saying is this is actually the best time for Christ to come back. Why? Amen. As the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, amen, so shall it
Come
be,
on.
Then the return of the Son of Man, amen.
Yes,
so what
yes.
exactly does that mean, amen? The scripture said that there was a world before the flood. What
yes,
people fail
yes,
to realize
yes.
is that the earth was not lightly populated. I've heard theologians say, and this is why I disagree with Bible scholars and theologians, when they say that the earth may have had at that time of Noah maybe 4 million people. I said, huh? Who they kidding? You had man that lived for hundreds of years.
Come on now.
Amen. The law had not been written. Amen. And man was multiplied. That's what God told us. He commanded Adam to multiply the earth. So what does that mean? Adam did just that. Now, the Bible only records so many of Adam's children.
Exactly.
Amen. And
yes.
in the Bible,
yes, sir.
It doesn't
amen,
really
brother.
Talk about the daughters that he probably had. Amen. If I'm not mistaken, I read somewhere that he had some daughters. So they said that the Hebrews, they didn't record the girls, amen, because that's just how it was in their culture.
All
amen.
Right.
So what I'm saying to you is you think about now. Amen. I'm blessed to have children. Elder Bazaar is blessed to have children. Amen. And God has promised us so much time, pretty much, let's just say estimate about 70 years. Amen. Some people live to be 100 or more than 100. Amen. But the average man in this day and time, there was 6 in my family when I was coming up. Amen.
Come
I had
on.
Six, it was 6 boys. My dad said it was 13 of them. One of them had passed away. It was actually 14 of them, but one of them had passed away as a baby. Amen. So what I'm saying to you is if we live the standard 70-plus years and the average man has somewhere between, let's say, 3 to 5 kids, amen, the average man. Now,
Come
you
on.
Think about if we could live five times longer than what we do now.
Come
do you
on,
know
now,
how many
it.
Children we would have? I'm just being real.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm just going to be real.
Yeah.
And there was no law. So if I lived at that time and there was no law that said I could have as many wives as I wanted, I could have as many women, I could multiply, I'm quite sure I would have more than just five or six children. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
I'm just going to be real with you. Amen. And I know how I was back in the day. Amen. Doctor, you know how you was back in the day. I'm just going to be real. I probably, if I was, God bless me with 500-600 years, I'd probably have somewhere like 50 to 150 kids easy.
Come on,
amen.
Now.
Let's
come
just
on.
Be real. Amen. Let's just
be
real.
Real.
Let's be real. You would have, and you ain't gonna have all the same baby mamas. Let's just keep that real. Amen. You're going to have 50 to 150 children if you lived in the time of Noah and there was no law. Amen. So you think about that. And when you had, if you lived to be 500-600 years old, now remember, it was just like it is now. They just lived much longer. And so what's going to happen is, amen, what's going to happen is your children going to live a long time. And what they going to do? They going to say, well, Dad had a bunch of kids. He had two or three, four or five women. He had four or five baby moms. What you think your son's going to do? They're going to do the exact same thing, and they're going to multiply. Amen. Same thing. For generations now. Now, remember, if you live 500-600 years, you can only imagine. Lord have mercy. I saw a video the other day, and within this century, don't ask me how this is possible, but this young lady posted a video of six generations of women. So it was her. It was six women. Think about that. You got the baby. She probably was a teenager. Her mama, her grandmama, her great-grandmama, her great-great-grandmama, her great-great-great-grandmama, and her great-great-grandmama was still alive.
Come on.
Lord have mercy. Me and my wife looked at that. We said, boy, that is a blessing. I'm talking about six. I ain't never heard nothing like that. Not still alive. I heard some people say that four generations are alive, three generations. But maybe it's hard to squeeze that four generations up in the 90s or 100. But, man, six generations. That's in our lifetime right now. Amen. That's within 100 years. Six generations. So you can only imagine if people live 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 years. On average, people living 300 to 500 years probably during the time of Noah. Go back and read it. What I'm saying to you is that they multiplied the earth so heavily, it had to have been just like now in the billions. I guarantee you it was in the billions. I guarantee you.
Come on.
So remember, I'm just mocking what the scripture said. This is why I'm saying this is the perfect time for the apocalypse, for the tribulation to kick off. Why? Because the Bible says that so as it was during the time of Noah, so shall it be during the return of the Son of Man. The earth is heavily populated. Amen. Heavily populated.
Amen.
Man is lovers of themselves, just like they was back then. They ignore God. They curse God. They mock God. You got people in the church. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You got people in the church that saying they mocking God. Oh, God ain't on it. We talking about folks that hold on to a Bible, that go to church every Sunday, saying, I don't think God coming back. Don't you know that's mocking God? Oh, man,
that's
God is not mocked. Oh, man, God ain't on God. Oh, man, they've been saying that since I was a kid. What? Are you serious? You mean to tell me you're really not looking at what's going on around us, and you going to say that to us now, and you going to say that was happening when you was a kid? I know it was, because when I was kid, I remember back in the 80s, they were talking about the end of the world when President Reagan, and I think his name was Gorbachev, was over in Russia, and everybody was afraid of the world war. It had nuclear war. And I know, man, they were talking about 1984, the world was going to end. 1980, it's over.
Yeah.
They're going to have a nuclear war, going to wipe off everybody. We were scared. I thought we were kids. We were like, man, we didn't want to die. Amen.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying to you is that Satan has deceived the world so much. He has blinded the eyes, not only of the unbelievers, we know that they blind, but the saints. The saints are blinded. The saints are asleep. Amen. But they are asleep. They are not paying attention to what's happening in this world.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. They are not paying attention to what's going on. They are giving one another in marriage. And watch this. Giving one another in marriage. Don't you know that men are marrying men? Oh, my God. See, the Holy Spirit revealed that to me. See, not only just, see, in other words, that they just, here's what I'm saying to you. You got men marrying men. You got women marrying women. You got common law marriage. Folks shacking up, not even married. In other words, man is just out here just doing it. You got man and woman married. People, in other words, people just going on about their lives. People talking about going on cruises, making reservations for vacations next year. I'm talking about the church. See, I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the church folks. They already got their vacations planned out. I got my vacation. Wait a minute. So y'all ain't getting no thought, no consideration that, that you may not be here? If you believe. Now, if you don't believe, amen, then you might get on that cruise for a little bit, but who knows? You know, when the saints are out of here, you may not want to leave, amen, because things are going to be totally different. They are going to be totally different when Christ returns to get the saints.
Yes, Lord.
It's a possibility. I'm just saying that this may be the last winter for the saints. This might be the last holiday. Am I saying that? No, because we know the scripture said, no man knows the day nor the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That was the scripture saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting that thought out there just to be
put
prepared.
It up, yeah.
We should be prepared as the children of God for the return of Christ. And I'm sitting there to tell you right now, amen. Even the atheists are out there saying some ain't right. Now, you know it's bad. But folks tell me, I ain't really all into that God stuff. Amen. But some ain't right out here.
Some ain't right.
I said, man, that's sad that the man that's out there in the world ain't picked up a Bible, even set his foot in the church, don't even believe in God. No, it's something right. But you got folks that go to church, that's been going to church most of their life.
Yes.
Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, Sunday school, church anniversary, and you don't think nothing about this season we in? You don't feel no type of way? Amen. When they are talking about mandate, I thought the world has made a mandate. What do you think this decree is coming down from the Vatican?
Come on.
Amen. Amen. What was it called? The Roman. It's called the Roman. What is it called? The it's kind of like the Roman kingdom. I forgot what it's called. I know you know what I'm talking about, Doctor. You think this stuff is coming from Rome? From Italy, from the Vatican?
Yeah.
It's a huge possibility. These folks have ties to Lucifer, ties to the devil. And the devil tells them what to mandate. Satan tells them what to do. If Lucifer says, hey, mandate that everybody got to get this shot. It's
Come
a
on
mandate.
Now.
Amen. It's a mandate. to get this shot. But see, I'm going to tell you now, I don't believe it's going to happen. Watch this. I don't believe it's going to happen right away. They're going to push it back. Mm-hmm. Remember who's in control. God is in control. Amen. The Holy Spirit. See what I'm saying about the devil. The devil will make all kinds of threats, amen, and make you feel some type of way. Right now they messing with people's emotions. Oh, you got to get the shot on you. You ain't going to have no job. Man, folks with the protest, folks were saying, y'all crazy. I ain't getting no shot. And some jobs I've already mandated. It's coming. That's the point I'm making. It's coming. But right now the Holy Spirit said, okay, you're going to do so much now. I ain't going to let you cut up too much. Amen.
That's right.
I ain't going to let you cut out too much now. Now, when I step back now, you know, you can cut up some, but still there's limitations on your cutting up because what? God is in control. God is on the throne. See, people got to realize that Satan can't do nothing without God's approval. Amen. God must say, okay. And even with his approval, what is it? God has this what? Stipulation. What did he tell Satan when it came to Job? Oh, he said, you can do this, this, and that. But he said, but you better not kill him, amen. You can't take him off the earth now. Amen. That's my man now. There's only certain things you can do. Amen. It's the same mandate. See, that's to show you who's in control. See, Satan wants to cut up so much, but man, let me sit here and tell you, they're going to run rapid on this planet. Amen. You better get ready. Amen. Amen. They showing you this stuff in movies. We just watched the movie last night where it referenced a gate. It was like a gate.
Yeah.
And this creature was behind this gate. And within this gate, what they were doing, they were stealing people's souls and taking the souls back into the gate, just stealing folks' souls, and the creatures was going out getting souls. Amen. But the big creature was behind the gate. Man, let me sit there and tell y'all, these folks know what's about to happen. And they steady showing it to you in movies, and folks is just entertained by it. They ain't think none of this stuff could be real. Some of this stuff could be true. Man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. This is real, what we living in. It's real as it gets cold outside. It's real as it gets hot outside. You better have your life right, amen. This mandate of the 666, which we're not going to have to worry about, amen, because the church won't be here. Midway through the tribulation, the Antichrist will be killed, and his body, before it can be buried, will be physically invaded by, oh, my gosh. Physically, see, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Lucifer is going to be kicked down. Or he ain't got nowhere else to go. Now, see, he's mad. He's already been kicked out of the third heaven. God said, you can't come back here. Then Michael going to kick him out of the second heaven. Now he's here. He's in the first heaven. Amen. And Satan will have power over all the world.
Yeah.
And then he's going to mandate. See, amen. It ain't going to be no test then, amen, because the Holy Spirit won't be on the earth. He'll be on the earth, but he's going to let. That's what it says on Thessalonians. He's going to let it happen, amen. And so what's going to happen that last 3.5 years, because he already going to stand back, but that last 3.5 years, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Man, you think the first 3.5 years of the tribulation going to be bad? No, that last half of the tribulation is known as the Great Tribulation, that last 3.5 years. It ain't great just because what Lucifer going to do. My God. It's called the Day of Judgment. It's called the Day of the Lord, the wrath of God. And, man, God is going to turn loose on this planet. Man, what manner of man or woman should we be at this day and time? Lord have mercy. Yes, because, doctor, I'm going to tell you right now, them trumpets was the sound of night before you can get your Thanksgiving turkey. Amen. I can only pray. Yes, sir. It's going to be hallelujah for us, doctor. Hallelujah. Bye, bye. Amen. Like the Old Testament saints would say. Hallelujah. Bye, bye. Amen. Let me tell you right now. Amen. You can play with this all you want. This ain't nothing to play with. Man, I tell folks, man, my dad used to teach us from a very young age as a boy. He said, playing with God ain't nothing to play with. Amen. I've always remembered that all my life. Amen. And this is a real thing that we are living in. Amen. John saw the beast that John saw in Revelation the 13th chapter. Amen. He saw those beasts. Amen. One is the false prophet. Amen. One is the what? Antichrist. Amen. They're about to come on the scene. Amen. Many of us believe, amen, at this time, they are on the earth, maturing.
They're on it.
Amen. They're young men. We ain't talking about in the 20s. We ain't talking about no babies, no teenagers. They are mature in age, amen, older than me. Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. The saints,
man,
we are trying to wake up the saints, Amen.
Wake up to
sin. What did Daniel 12 and 4 say? But
yes,
you,
sir.
Daniel, shut up the words, Lord,
shut up the words,
and seal the book until the time of the end.
Yeah.
Many shall run
to and fro,
and knowledge shall be increased. I saw this video the other day that said that when it said that knowledge shall be increased, they referenced it to another scripture in the Old Testament. And what they were saying, what that means is knowledge shall be increased. Amen. What they said it means that the knowledge of the Bible of people shall increase around the world.
Oh,
and I say, you know what?
It.
Amen. I'm sorry, doctor.
That's twofold.
Oh,
yeah, both. The Bible. Yeah, twofold.
That's right. Amen. I say, you know what? I can accept that, but you're not going to take away, amen, the clue that Daniel gave us.
You can look
at now, in the past 200 years.
200 years, right.
200 years, knowledge has increased. You could take that to mean whatever you want to make it mean. Knowledge has increased. And there has Bible knowledge increased? Yes, you want to know why? Because you got social media. We are in the last time. People are scrounging to find out what is happening, what is going on in this world. Now people's ears are to the wall. They want to hear what thus said the Lord. This what's sad about these folks that follow some of these hirelings, they ain't listening. They just going on. They just listen to the hirelings. But the folks that are listening to us, they want to know what's going on. Hey, man, wait a minute. This may be the last winter. We may be out of here. This may be the last holiday season for the saints.
Come on, brother.
What you talking? Wait a minute, brother. What are you saying to me? Amen. When you telling me that this may, get your ticket. It's free.
Get your ticket.
They free.
Get your ticket.
Salvation is free. Salvation is for all eternity. I'm going to say this. And I'm going to turn it over to the doctor.
And
all glory be to God. Amen. Let me say this. Daniel left the clue when he said knowledge shall be. Man, when I read that, doctor, that gave me chills. I said, wait a minute, hold on. Because I've always heard, even when we was in school, I've always heard that they said that it seemed like in the last 150 years to 200 years, for some reason, technology and knowledge has increased. I've always heard them say that. Well, even when I was in school back in the 90s, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. And you know, they talk about how man lived in such a primitive way hundreds of years prior. So in other words, what I'm saying to you, if you think about 500 A.D. after Christ left to 1500 A.D., that's about 1,000 years. Technology and knowledge hadn't increased that much.
That's pretty much
the same. Amen. People still rode on horses. They still got around in horses and type of carriage. They had lamps and torches. Amen. That's just what it was. Amen. But do you know the last 200 years, man has been able to send messages through telegrams? Began to harvest and understand electricity more. They were able to create a battery. They were able to create lights and light filaments to make lights burn. We no longer needed torches or lamps. Then the horsepower came in, the car came in, the car crank came in. There was no longer any need. The horses began to go away. Lord have mercy. Man was able to send messages. We had stoplights in the early 1900s. Doctor, I'm going to give it to you, but I got to say this.
Go ahead, brother. You go ahead.
Amen. Daniel gave us a serious clue. And now, what do we have now? We had the computer and the internet, amen, around the time, I think they said between the 50s and the 70s, somewhere the internet was created because it advanced. They had computers. They had many computers in the room. Now they said that a simple little small device like a cell phone is more powerful and all those computers that they had back in the 50s and the 60s. I said, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
And folks still want to believe that Christ is not on the verge. People are so concerned about their bank accounts. People are so concerned about what's going, what they storing up and this and that. People out here still talking about buying guns and stocking up and buying weapons. I just sit back and just laugh at folks and just say, Lord, just bless salvation in their life because they just don't know.
They just don't know.
We are looking, amen, doctor, we are looking for the return of Christ. Amen. Doctor, go ahead. We're going to come back on back to that. But I always want to, that was on my spirit.
Okay,
sure, bro, that we might be. Amen. This might be. This, amen. Just keep that in your mind. This
you
might be.
Amen,
doctor.
I'm telling you, brother, you took the words out of my heart. You took the words out of my mouth. You took the words out of my thought because I was looking at this thing last night. I was going back 2022. I said 2022, a lot of things are going to happen in 2022. It's going to shock the world. It's going to shock the boots off of Satan. It's going to cause them to go a paraplegic. They're going to have to put the devil in a wheelchair. Amen. And roll him around and let him do his dirty work because 2022 is a year of years because everything that you see now is going to be manifested in 2022. And, man, I looked at that. I said, look, I was talking to the Lord last night. I said, Lord, I know you ain't going to give me the day and the time, but I'm going to tell you something right now, Lord. This year, 2022, it's going to be horrific. Because it's already in the making. And the brother just verified it tonight. He took the words out of my mouth. This may be the last winter, may be the last January, February, March, April, May we see. Because 2022, all the biblical prophecies that's been piling up for the last 2,000 years is coming to an end. When he mentioned about the devil and the increase in knowledge is going to take place. And I got some information on that in 1789. Amen. That's when man became from medieval times into modern times. Because
come
1789,
on,
the horses had to get off the highway. Men had invented the internal combustion engine. And people were laughing at it. They said, oh, this thing ain't going to do nothing. They ain't going to do nothing. They're going to still have to have horses. And in 2021, now we got so many cars on the highway. We got so many different vehicles on the highway. It's really causing a havoc because more people are having more accidents ever in human history from the speed that they're getting from these automobiles. And people,
come
on,
doctor.
They want to stay at gasoline. So actually, we are living in that time where men are running to and fro. They are going every way, from bicycle to tricycle, from tricycle to jet plane, from jet plane to train, from train to motor scooters and everything else. Now, men are running to and fro, and knowledge, of course, knowledge would increase in knowing the Bible more, but increase of knowledge means man's knowledge in knowing and inventing all kind of medical uses, all kind of ways. Now man can go to the moon. Man has even talked to aliens. Oh, my God. Yo, listen to what
come
I'm
on,
saying.
Doc.
Listen to man now is talking to aliens. They're talking to demons. They're talking about CERN now. Men today are CERN. They're talking about it more and more. Even people getting involved about antimatter and dark matter, what they're trying to do. They're trying to open up a gate, and this gate, dark matter, this gate is called antimatter. And then you got matter. They want to try to find out how the world began, and they're going to find out, but it ain't going to be what they think it is. And this year,
come on,
this year guy that used to be in the wheelchair, the paraplegic, I can't think of his name, but he was one of the smartest scientists on the face of the earth. And he told those people, say, whatever y'all do, don't break the portal. Don't open the portal. because the porter is found in the 9th chapter of Revelation. Oh, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
Amen.
In the 9th chapter of Revelation, the porter is open because God is going to permit Satan to go down and open the bottomless pit. And when they get that CERN to get back behind the dark matter, it's going to open up a pit. And this pit, out of this pit, going to come scorpions. These scorpions are fallen demons, fallen angels from the time of Noah, when men multiplied on the face of the earth and the angels cohabitated what? They cohabitated with the human race and presented hybrids. They presented Nephilims, and Nephilims were half demons. Listen to what I'm saying. Half demons and half man. In other words, they tried to pollute the human race. The devil tried to pollute the human race for one reason only. He was trying to prevent the seed of Jesus Christ from being born. He was trying it. He tried it in the Garden of Eden. He tried it in the days of Noah. He tried it when people came up out of the land of Israel. He tried to prevent them from coming up in there because they knew that when they get in the land, the reason they had to get in the land, because they had to be in land in which Jesus Christ could be born, wrapped in swaddling clothes. He tried to prevent it, and Herod. Herod said, I got to kill every firstborn under 2 years old. Why? Because I can't let the royal seed come to this earth. I cannot let God send his son. I've got to stop this thing. And he's still trying to stop it, but he's too late. Jesus Christ already done came, died on Calvary's cross, healed his sick, raised the dead. Woo! Jesus Christ gonna go back to heaven just like he said he would. He said, now if I go away, I will come again and I receive you to myself. He's been gone for what? 2,000 years. Jesus Christ has been gone. And the 2,000 years is up. The church age is at its end. Come on, y'all. Talk to me. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying this off the top of my head. I'm not saying this to get paid. I'm not saying this to put my name in neon lights. I'm saying this to prevent you from going to hell, to help you to recognize we are absolutely, definitely in the last days, and in fact, in the last minute, in fact, in the last month, in fact, in the last year, that I might see a winter time. Ooh, because let me tell you, this winter is not going to be no picnic. The reason why, because they're going to start this mandate, and this mandate going to cause a shortage of food. Ooh, this mandate going to cause families to move in with each other, because number one, jobs. There's jobs out there, but people don't want to work no more. They want to try to get a stimulus check. And the stimulus check done messed our minds up. And the unemployment done messed our mind up, because the Bible said if a man don't work, he can't eat. And now we're in a time where there's a food shortage. And the food shortage is coming by mandating people to get vaccinations. The mail delivery is going to be cut off. The delivery of groceries is going to be cut off. And people are going to be going into grocery stores this winter. I ain't playing with you. The word is not playing with you. He said in the last day, it's going to be perilous time. It's going to be difficult times. It's going to be so hard that the families are going to divide against each other. The family is going to try to look out for themselves and don't worry about nobody else. And I was looking at them, and people are buying bunkers. They're buying bunkers that cost like $125,000, digging a hole in the ground. Going down in the ground and taking food and water and shelter to try to hide from the tribulation period. But you can't hide because, number two, you got to come up out of there because there's going to be earthquakes, famines. There's going to be there's going to be people now carrying guns, shooting folks. All people just shooting, killing innocent people that don't know nothing about violence, but they're out there in the street. And the prisoners, people didn't know this, they're letting prisoners go that has a minor conviction. And when they let them prisoners go, they still put people in jeopardy because they could get worse. And there's more people on the street that need to be in prison than those that are already in the prison. We got the government. The government is turning against what? The population of the earth. Because Satan said, in order for me, in order for me to get control of the world, I got, number one, get control of the religious system. I got to get control of the political system. I got to get control of the economical system. I got to get control of everything on this planet, and then I can start the mark of the beast. Because when you got the control of all the materialistic things of the world, guess what? Satan said, now I'm going to start the mark of the beast. And that was just like the book said. He said it's going to happen in the middle of the tribulation, because the devil is going to be handed, the world's going to be handed over to the devil by God Almighty. God has already made a vow. He said, Satan, I'm going to let you go down. I'm going to let you go now, because I'm going to kick you out of the first and second heaven. You're already kicked out of the third heaven. You're already dumb. You're already stupid enough, amen, to not, you know, come back to me. And I believe this in my heart. I believe God gave Lucifer an opportunity to say, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But I know you're going to do it, but I'm telling you, don't you do it. And Satan said, well, you know, I'm going to get a little vulgar now, because I'm one of them preachers. I don't play. The devil said, to hell with you. Elohim. He said, to hell with you. I'm going to take over your throne. I'm going to dethrone you. I'm going to destroy your family. I'm going to destroy the one that you made after my life, after your likeness and after your kind, and I'm going to eliminate you. And God said, now, look, they eliminate some, but you ain't going to get everybody. Because
Amen.
the only ones that I'm going to get is the ones that want me, the ones that let me save them, the one that repent. The one that come to me in an admirable submission and submit their soul to me, I'm going to save them. And guess what, Satan? When I save them, I got them forever. You ain't going to get them back, because the Bible says God, Jesus Christ, brought what? He brought eternal redemption. Woo! That means I'm saved forever. And the devil's mad, so he knows that you go to the cross. I didn't say go to church. I said go to the cross. I didn't say go to the preacher. I said go to the cross. I didn't say go to the deacon or the members of the church. I didn't say give your money up. I didn't say you have to work in the church to receive salvation, because salvation don't come by work. It comes by faith.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ, to recognize that you are a low-down, dirty, rotten sinner. I don't care how sweet you are. I don't care nothing about your shape. I don't care nothing about your figure. Of the money you have. I don't care nothing about your color, your skin, or your status quo. I don't care nothing about nothing but your soul. And that's what I want.
Amen.
I want you to recognize that I am the Lord God of heaven, and I am the Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning of the end. Now, here's some things that the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. It says, in Matthew 24:7, this is in the book. I didn't write this out of Playboy. I didn't get this out of Penthouse. I didn't get this to the Hooters. I didn't get this from the Jet magazine. I didn't get this from No magazine. I got this from the Word of God. 24:7 of Matthew says, nations shall rise against nations. You know how many wars are going on today? 40 wars.
That's right.
Worldwide. 40 wars are going on today around the world, from United States, China, Afghanistan, you go into Africa, you go to the Middle East, wars are going on, rumors of wars. Every time you turn around, somebody done shot somebody, somebody done blew up a building.
Right.
It's wars going on. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man. Read your Bible, 24th chapter, 7 verse. It says, it will be earthquake. The earth is cracking open right now. Deep holes, sinkholes, mudslides. There's famine, men are starving. And in some part of the world, even in America, people are going to cannibalism. People are going to the back of the restaurant where they throw away food, digging in garbage to get food because they can't get it. They can't buy it. And they tell me America is starving right now. People don't even know, not by bread and water, but of being the Word of God.
They're
malnutrition. They're walking around blind. They're walking around full of demons and devils. They're killing. They're murdering. They're raping. They're prostituting 5- and 10-year-old girls. They're putting them on internet.
Right.
They're putting them on TV. They're talking about it. What can you do? What can we do? Well, you can't do nothing till you come back to God, because the devil said, if you can't come, if you don't go to Jesus Christ, I can tear you up. But if you go to Jesus Christ, I'm doomed, because the blood of Jesus Christ is the only one that can save your soul from sin. He said, men shall run to and fro. And that's what we're doing now. Men running everywhere. They're running everywhere but to the house of God. They ain't running to prayer meeting. They ain't running to Bible study. The preachers ain't telling them, come on back. Call them up and say, look, we got to go back to church and read this word and study this word. We got to fast and pray, because number one, Jesus Christ is coming back to earth, y'all. They ain't saying nothing about Jesus Christ coming back. They talk about money and how many cars they got and how many women they got and how much money they got and who all this and who all the big shot in the house of God. Ain't no big shot in the house of God. Ain't no big shot in the church. Ain't no big shot. You can be a pope. Lord have mercy. You can be a bishop. You can be the deacon of the deacons of the deacons. But let me tell you something. If you haven't been born again, you bust hell wide open. Listen to what it says. Knowledge shall be increased. Man is so smart, he's dumb. Man is so smart. The people perish because of lack of knowledge. And I'm not talking about the lack of knowledge of knowing how to run a whorehouse or a beer joint. I'm talking about the lack of knowledge of knowing who God is. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of eternity. And he got so much eternity that you got to call him Mr. Eternity. Amen. No beginning and no end. He's the first and the last. And he was here before I was. And when I'm dead and gone, pushing a daisy, ooh, he still will be. He says, wars and the war. Evil men, watch, worse and worse. 2 Timothy 3:13, evil men are going to get worse and worse and worse. It's not going to get better, y'all. Hey, church out there. Hey, preacher. Come on, preacher. Amen. Leave that Cadillac in the garage. Go ahead and walk down there to 15 and open up the door and tell the folks, hey, we got to get busy. Souls need to be saved. Somebody needs to know who Jesus Christ is. We've been planning programs. We've been planning anniversaries. We've been planning this. We've been planning going here and going there. We need to get out on the streets, y'all, and tell these folks, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is getting ready to touch the sky. Come back.
Amen.
He's not coming out of no doodly watt church. He's coming out to a church without a spot or wrinkle. And he's going to blow the trumpet, and the dead in Christ going to rise. And when they get up out the grave, they're going to be looking for us. Say, those that remain alive are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Good God Almighty, I got my ticket. I got my train. I got everything. If I would die tonight, I know where I would go, but I'm not particularly wanting to die, because I do want to see one thing. I want to see the trumpet blow. And when the trumpet blows, I'm going to be changed from this old mortal body. I'm going to be changed from mortal body to immortality. And then I can say, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your, for the wages of sin is death. Huh? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And even men shall watch work and work. And say, as it was in the door, there'll be restaurants and taverns open every day. Hey, man, soon as this coronavirus is kind of letting up a little bit, there's about 4 or 5 taverns already done had the police at the taverns. People done got shot going back to the taverns. Instead of going to church, they're going to the taverns. Instead of going to the church, they go to the taverns. Instead of going to prayer meet, you go down to Sister So-and-so and say, hey, look, this corona's back over. We can get back on it now. I think it's coming. But let me tell you, men love darkness, because if they see what the light they're doing, they'll be ashamed of it. We got false Christ. We got dilly white preachers. They ain't even called. They self-sent, not God sent. But if they were God sent, they would preach the gospel. They self-sent. They preaching what they want to preach. They saying what they want to say. They want the money. They want the fame. They want the glory. And let me tell you, I'm so glad the coronavirus came, because it shut down a lot of these old whorish preachers. Amen. That's whoremongering the congregation and just living lavishly. Now, they got the two things they can do. They can go on like they are. They can repent and preach the gospel. I'm not preaching for money, fame, or glory. I'm preaching for saving souls. Because let me tell you something.
shot of a dime. Hell, I say H-E-L-L with a whole lot of L's on it, is hot. It is steaming hot.
Yes,
water can't even boil down. Man, there ain't going to be no pool table down there. There ain't gonna be no house of prostitution. If it is, ain't nobody gonna be able to prostitute. Gonna be too hot.
Amen.
Good God, oh, man. Ain't gonna be no gambling because money ain't gonna be able to exist in hell. So you can't gamble. Only thing you can do in hell is wail and gnash and wail and gnash and regret the day you were born. Woo, Lord have mercy. Don't go to hell.
Yes.
Listen to me. It ain't worth it. Jesus Christ is coming. It says, falling away from the faith. Jesus Christ said that day will not come until there be a falling away. And people are falling away from what? They're falling away from the cross. They're falling away from the resurrection. They're falling away from the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They're falling away from holiness. They're falling away from love. They're falling away from everything that pertains to God. And they what? God said, if you fall away and keep on falling away, I'll give you up. I'll let you go because you love lies. You love treachery instead of loving the love of God. He says, and then you shall have peace and safety. In Thessalonians 1 through 5, 1, and he said, they shall look for safety, and they shall say peace and safety, and then sudden destruction. Men walking after their own lust in the book of Jude, heaping up treasures for the last day. My God, my God. Folks are getting money any way they can get it.
They'll steal
anything, they'll rob anything. They'll wait till you die to get around your coffin and try to get your inheritance. If you leave them anything, they're fighting over
it.
In the money, people say, I'm waiting for you to die. I mean, that's the way the world is now because the love of many, the love of many shall wax cold. And if you ever know what the wax do, when you drop a cold block of wax on the floor, it breaks apart. And let me tell you, the world is breaking apart because the love of many is wax cold. It says, heaping up treasures for the last days. People storing money everywhere. They got 401k. They got PSP. They got Social Security. They got welfare. They got unemployment. But let me tell you, the way it's going now, we're going to run out of money because every time we make money, amen, it loses value. We got gas going up almost $6 a gallon. In Warren, Ohio, it's $3.28. In other words, if you put $10 in, you get 3 gallons of gas. Good God Almighty. How much go up before somebody going to say, I got to walk? Or somebody going to say, I got to go get me a horse, a donkey, because look, I can't afford to run down the street on 3 gallons of gas, and then before I run out. It's getting bad, y'all. Church, you better wake up. Because the world
That's
is
right.
waking up. But you said the other day, something ain't right. Is that right, brother?
That's right, doctor.
Something ain't right. Now, if the atheists know and the sinners know, this game lasts for so much longer. Keep enough treasure for the last day. False preachers, men and horses out of work, automobiles, and Nahum said they should be jostling and rustling in the street. That's what we got now, man.
Right.
All kind of automobiles. And folks this year are going to be traveling more than ever. Lord, I've been trying to make up for lost time of the coronavirus. But let me tell you, instead of running, trying to get to another place, you ought to run to the cross. You ought to run to Jesus. You ought to fall down on your knees and say, Lord, I don't want to be left here after the rapture of the church because it's not going to be no Sunday picnic. It's not going to be no wedding. It's not going to be no celebration. It's not going to be no jumping and shouting. It's going to be hollering and screaming because in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, there's going to be billions of people living in this earth, and it's going to leave the earth full of sinners and wicked people. And God said, now I'm going to let you know what's going to happen after the rapture of the church, because the rapture of the church is the catching away of God's people. And since God's people cannot preach the gospel in heaven after the rapture of the church, the Lord said, I'm going to give Israel her last opportunity to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, because I owe him 490 years. And I only gave them 483 years. I owe them 7 years That's where the seven-year tribulation come in. So the church won't be here because the church was the tribulation period was not made for the church. The church age started in 34 A.D. when Jesus Christ sent back the Holy Ghost after 50 days of Jubilee, and they all were filled with the Holy Ghost. And when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, he said, go out there and preach the gospel to the utmost parts of the earth. And ever since then, the church has been preaching the gospel, but some have fell away. And they're not preaching it. They're not living it. They're not explaining it. They're letting everything come in the church that's not been regenerated and call themselves a Christian. But the Bible says they should have a form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. If you ain't got no power to say no to the devil, you ain't got no power. If you ain't got no power to get up on Sunday morning and get on out to the house of God, you ain't got no power. If you can't pray every day, every minute, every second, every hour, you ain't got no power. If you can't tell somebody, hey, man, you're going to hell if you don't get Jesus Christ. I'm not your judge. I don't know where you're going before you die, but I do know this. If you haven't been born again, hey, Lord have mercy, I've been washed in the blood, and you die without Jesus Christ, you're going to hell.
All right, Moses.
The Bible says there shall be perilous times, disobedient to parents, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Brother, I'm going to let you have it because I do want to hear you before you leave. Amen. What you said, man, you turned me on. You turned me on when you said what you did say about this might be our last winter. Amen. I feel something in my spirit just a moving, stirring me up. Amen. We need to preach this word on the water, ready to work with. Amen. As much as we can, because when we leave here, when we leave here, they ain't going to hear our voice. You ain't going to hear our voice. What all we told you, what all we told you, I guarantee on my life, on my deathbed, I guarantee you walking down the street, I guarantee you every time I open my mouth, Jesus Christ may come this year. And I'm going to give you a little hint. And I ain't putting no data, I ain't putting no hour, but this year coming up, there is a 4 to 7 feast days. And the last feast has to be fulfilled. And these 3 feast days is known as the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacle. And that won't happen until 2022 in September, October, and that's the year. And that's the hour, and that's the fulfillment of the 7 feast days that will be fulfilled, because one thing about it, God is on time. God is on time. He's a time-keeping God, and he's gonna time his second coming on the Jewish nation. And the Jews are getting ready to do something that has never been done in human history, and that is build a third temple. And 2022, you're going to hear more about it. The 2 heifers, you're going to hear more about it. The Ark of the Covenant, you're going to hear more about it. The Ethiopian Jews that's coming back to the land of Israel, you're going to hear more about it. You're going to hear more about Russia making an attack upon Israel. You're going to hear about China wanting Taiwan. You're going to hear about nations battling against each other to take the possession of Jerusalem, and they are not going to get it because it's going to take a 7-year tribulation for that to build up. And at the end of the tribulation, listen, all the armies of the world will gather around Jerusalem from the east, from the north, from the south. They are going to gather around Jerusalem and try to overthrow Jerusalem and Israel. And at that time, at the end of the tribulation, God's going to put his foot down and open up the sky and roll back. And when he rolls back, he's going to be riding a white horse. And the church of living God will come back to earth. Y'all better listen to me.
Amen.
And I know the devil out there got his congregation and telling them demons that man don't go on crazy. I'm going stone crazy. And I'm standing on a stone. And that stone is Jesus Christ. He's going to hit this world. And he's going to smoke the governments of the world. every government that's under the influence of Satan, God is going to crumble it into nothing, and he's going to plant his millennial kingdom. Woo! Listen to what I'm saying. The millennial kingdom will be planted in Jerusalem. Just like Trump said, I'm going to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Not only did he say that, but he was talking about it's going to be the capital of the world. That's where the saints of God is going to rule, and men are going to repopulate the earth for the last time. Because, man, I'm going to give it over to the brother. But this brother just got me. He just got me stirred up. Amen. The word of God. And the millennial kingdom will be 1,000 years where the people of God, Jesus Christ's church, his body, we're going to rule and reign with Christ on this earth. And we're going to rule for 1,000 years. And say this real quickly. And brother, you take it over. Satan, the Antichrist, will be put into hell, and the false prophet will be cast into hell, and the devil will be cast into the bottomless pit, and he will be locked up for 1,000 years, and after 1,000 years, Satan will be judged and cast into Gehenna, and then the great white throne will occur. And when that great white throne occurs, all the wicked dead, from Adam all the way across to the end of millennium, they're going to stand before the great white throne. And all the wicked will be judged, and those that's not found in the book of life, the Bible says they shall be cast into the lake of fire. Why don't you accept Christ tonight? Why are you wasting time? Why don't you think about what we have just said, and the brother's going to take it over? And I wish you would do it right now, brother, because, man, you got me on fire. Go ahead, brother. Amen. I know you got to go, but you go ahead and say what you got to go, and then you can go to what you have to do. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Woo. Amen. Awesome word. Amen. You spoke something that caught my attention. Amen. The lady shared with me the other day that the Biden administration is trying to pass a law, amen, to be able to print as much money as they want. That's crazy. That's insane. Yeah. They're trying to print. They're trying to pass a law that's going to enable them to print. The country's already broke. America's been broke.
It's broke.
Amen. While it's billions of dollars in debt. And I don't understand how can you function as a quote-unquote wealthy nation when you're broke. Because, doctor, I tell you right now, there's no way in the world that you or I could be in a negative millions of dollars and we still have credibility. There's just no way in the world without the ability to pay it back. Amen. They don't have ability. So you have to ask yourself, who is America in debt to?
Who?
Amen. Who are they in debt to?
The country.
They are in
China,
debt.
Russia.
To,
yeah.
Amen. To these different countries, to the rules of this world. They are in debt. And you can best believe, amen, they're going to have to pay the piper at some point. Amen. But like I say, the church won't be here now. Amen.
Won't be here.
Amen. We will not be here. We will
be out
of here. Amen. We will be gone. Amen. Out of this world. We will be. Amen. We will be gone by and by. Amen. And this is why.
Amen,
doctor. I have to laugh with you, doctor. Amen. And I'm not laughing being mean to anyone.
No.
Amen. But, amen, we won't be here to suffer. Amen.
No.
For what's about to hit this planet. And we are warning people. Amen. Paul even said that his prayer was that Israel not be lost. Amen.
No way.
If you are in the church, We don't want the people out in the world to be lost. It's a shame to go to church and miss this. It's just a shame to hear this word, and people are not even questioning their pastors. Man, you know, folks going to be so mad when the tribulation kick off, and they still here, and they're going to be like, man, how we miss this? You didn't tell us nothing about this? Yeah.
Where you been? Man. What you been doing?
Exactly. Amen.
Yeah. What you
people
been doing?
Exactly. What you been what you been sitting there feeding us all these years? And all these pastors are careful is money and their prestige, which is sad. And they got, you know, and you want to know why they are the way they are? What
Come
was
on
the
now.
Main thing that caused Lucifer to fall?
Yeah.
Pride. They are so prideful. They got the chin in the air. They got a reputation. And because they got so many people following the mess that they've been teaching, that they are so afraid. And now instead of correcting themselves and repenting, they're so afraid of losing their credibility, which will cause them to lose some income. So because if they start down a path of being wrong, then people are going to start questioning, well, why am I following you if you're continuously wrong? Amen.
Uh-huh.
But that's just how it is. People don't want to hear the truth. They can't handle the truth. Like the doctor said, it's too heavy for them. It's too much for them. So instead, they want this soft soup sermon.
Yeah,
that's what they want. They want soup. They don't want no steak. They want soup.
No.
They want it easy. Amen.
Yeah.
And they're so sensitive. They don't want you to tell the truth. Tell the truth. They want the motivational speeches. They don't want no fire and brimstone. Amen. Give me motivational speeches. Don't come with no fire and brimstone message. We don't want you talking about Christ's return because they enjoying life. They love it.
Yeah.
Amen. Like the doctor said, the folks are just running to these events. And you see people just dying left and right. And I'm like, man, ain't nobody picking up on this stuff. Folks just steady going to events. Every time they have an event somewhere, somebody getting killed. People going to these events, somebody getting killed. Hey, that should wake a lot of people up. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You best to stay in. I'm telling you, especially, amen, I'm like the doctor, amen. I would love to see the return of Christ. Would love. Let me tell you
some
blessings. Amen. I want to share with you a blessing. Amen. Paul said we want all sleep. Amen. But some of us will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Meaning that there are some saints that will actually not see death.
Right.
That are going to be alive when Christ returns. Do you know how much of a blessed gift that is to not ever die, to ever taste death, to be changed? Oh, my gosh. Amen. But don't mistake what I'm saying, because the people who are gone on that are saints, they're still in a good place. So don't think that the saints that have went on are in pain. No, they're not. We've already confirmed by scripture, we've already confirmed that when the saints close their eyes in this life, have the way they die of old age, from being mature in age, if they pass away from illness. Amen. However the way they pass and leave this world, when they close their eyes on this side in this life, when they close their eyes, angels of God already see. God already knows who's saved. I've heard Paul say, well, how you know if you're going to? I'm like, man, you can't really be Paul. You can't really be serious. You can't really have no church talking about how you know if you're going to heaven. But we ain't doing this just for a guessing game. This ain't no kitty pat. This right, we ain't playing with this. I'm not in this to play. I'm in it to win it. Amen. Christ has already died. The Bible says he's already given me the victory. Meaning that as soon as I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, the Bible says thou shalt be saved. And right in that instant, before you can, faster than you can think and faster than you can blink, amen, you've already been saved. The Holy Spirit's already hit you and indwelled you. You can die the very next second. You are going to heaven. Amen. If you don't think so, remember the man on the cross. Amen. Amen. People try to regulate salvation and try to dictate who can get in just because you've been in church telling lies all your life. Amen. You want to make yourself get in. But just because somebody just got saved yesterday, you want to claim they're not worthy. No, that ain't how God works. Amen. God is a loving, forgiving God. Amen. And amen. God has a say. So Christ has the keys
than death and hell. He said, whosoever believeth in me shall have, amen, everlasting
amen.
Life. And that's all that it takes. Amen. That's all that it takes. Amen. Amen. I want to say that. Amen. So I want to talk a little bit more about salvation. Amen.
Come on,
because
come on.
Again, amen. Because again, we may be looking at the last time here. Amen. We are definitely in the last days. There's no doubt that we are in the last days, the latter times. Amen. Soon to wait Christ's return. Amen. And so we just want the saints to get it right. We want the saints to be prepared. Amen. Don't let Satan deceive you out of eternal life. It is the greatest gift to mankind to receive eternal life. Now, I want to go to you real quick, Romans. Amen. Because I got to share this. Amen. I'm going to share Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, because I want you to know how you receive salvation, because some have been listening, some are new. Amen. And we just want to share with you, how do I receive this blessed gift? Because I hear everybody everywhere talking about God, talking about, they give the information, but they leave that one of the most important things, doctor. Amen. My dad used to say, amen, let us open the doors of the church. My dad used to say, won't you come today? Amen. We want you to be saved. We want you to receive salvation today. Everyone's out here preaching and talking, but don't forget one of the most important things, the plan of salvation. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. What must thou do to be born again? Nicodemus came to Christ and said, he said, I know thou art a teacher that come from God. I know. He said, by the way you preach and teach, man, this got to be born of God. See, amen. See, let me tell you something about the true saints of God, because we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. We know truth. We know when somebody's speaking the truth.
Yes, sir.
But see, we also know when folks out here playing and they speaking a bunch of junk. Amen. Because we have the Holy Spirit in us, and the Holy Spirit what? Speaks to the children. Amen. We are led and guided. Amen. Christ said that my sheep what? Hear my voice. Amen.
Yeah.
So Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. What does it say? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, the scripture said, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. For the scripture says, whoso believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, wait a minute. It says not to be ashamed. Amen. I know I'm going to heaven. See, when you are saved, we go to bed at night. We know, amen, like the brother said, if I don't live to see the next day, I'm not worried or concerned. I'm not afraid of death. Let's just be real. We're not afraid of death. The Bible said, oh, death. Why? Where is thy spirit? See, you can talk like that because the Bible said he has not given us what? The spirit of fear. See, you can talk like that when you're a true child of God. And because you know that, it ain't about me. It ain't about me sticking out my chest. It's just a simple fact that Christ died for my sins. And I know that when I leave this world, when I take my last breath in this life, if he don't come back tomorrow soon, but let's say he don't come back in my lifetime, and when I take my last breath, Lord have mercy, I ain't got to worry about it. Amen. Because you know why?
Come on,
I know the angels are going to be right there at my bedside. Amen.
Come on,
take me
on
to glory. Amen. And all they're going to do is come get this body. Amen. Amen. This corruptible body, they're going to come and dress it up. They're going to put it in the casket, and then my body is going to be laid to rest. My physical flesh is going to be laid to rest in the grave. Amen. And then let me show you something, because I want people to understand that flesh is not bad at all. Amen. It's not bad.
Come
flesh
on.
Is good. Because, see, let me tell you how good flesh is. Flesh is so good that God sent his only begotten. Oh, my gosh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. God loves you so much. He sent his only begotten son, amen, to come get this dirty man, amen, this filthy man. Because the Bible says, that even in all my righteousness, I am still as a filthy rag. Amen. But he said he loved me so much. Oh, my God. See, you don't know what I'm saying to you. See, let me tell you something, amen. We love our babies so much, amen. I don't care if they come in dirty. Amen. I don't care if they come in sweating. Amen. The nose could be running. Amen. But we love those babies so much, amen. So you want to know why? At the end of the day, we know we're going to do what? We're going to clean them up and make them clean. Amen. So we say, amen, we love them babies, don't we, doctor? Amen. Don't
amen.
You know that God loves each and every one of you? He loves all of us, and he don't want nobody to be lost. God is full of love, and he wants you to receive salvation today, not tomorrow. He wants you to be saved, amen, because no man knows the day or the hour, amen, and the next minute is not promised to you.
Come on
and receive salvation. Salvation is free. Salvation is for all eternity. God loves you so much because he knows when that trumpet blow, Paul said we shall be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. And this corruptible body shall put on what? Incorruption. Don't you know that God's going to take this body and make it brand new, spanking
brand new
as if He's going to take it. It's going to be as if, man, look at here. You're going to be so immaculate when Christ come back. We're going to be just like him.
Ooh.
God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Ain't that a blessing? And I just can't
hallelujah.
Help brother, but think about it. Amen, doctor. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah, because we're going to be made new. Amen. You ain't going to have to worry about keeping up your body, the maintenance of your body. Man, you're going to have this body. You're going to be so bad. You don't know what to do with yourself. Oh, man, you don't know what to do with yourself. Come on, man. You wouldn't know what to do with yourself right now.
You
were in your 90s. Amen. If you was in your 90s and Christ came back and got you, made you look like you was a young woman, hey, the best that you ever looked in your life, or a teenager, amen, you're going to look better than what you ever looked in your life. The Bible said when they saw Christ, man, they say, man, that looked like him. But see, they thought they had saw a ghost. They thought they had saw a spirit, and they did. Amen. He was what? Both flesh and spirit.
Yeah.
My God. You're going to get a brand new body. He's going to make you new. And all you got to do to receive that, you mean all I got to do, preacher, is just confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raises the dead and down. That's all you got to do.
That's all you do.
I've already said that God is simple. God is, see, Lucifer made things difficult. See, when God put Adam in the garden, he didn't bother Adam. Amen. He said, Adam, I created you to subdue the earth. Just go and rule. Just stay in the garden. Amen. Eat your fruits. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all he had to do.
That's all.
He didn't tell Adam.
That's all.
He didn't make. Amen, doctor. He didn't tell Adam to work and to plow the ground and chop the wood and build. Adam had it made. He had it made. Adam had it made so much and so much peace. He didn't need a house. He had so much peace, doctor. He could sleep wherever he wanted, on the banks, under the tree, he could do whatever he wanted to do.
Come on. Come on.
See, God is easy. God is simple. It's the devil that wants to make things different. See, Satan makes stuff that just don't make sense. Lucifer, hey, doctor, amen. Lucifer do so much dumb stuff. It just only makes sense. Now, don't you see how the world is ran? Don't they do so much dumb stuff? Doctor, I work for a bank, and some of the stuff they do just don't make no sense. And I said, that's not even common. Doctor, now, that's not even common sense. Why would they do something like that? Today, number
come
two,
on now.
The devil do dumb stuff, and yeah, he do dumb stuff because he rebelled against God and had the nerve to think that he can overturn God. What's got to be in your mind to think that you can take over God? Is you out your mind? Yeah, the devil do dumb stuff. Let's just ignore. And he got folks out here doing dumb stuff. Because you think that you can sit here and I see folks do dumb stuff all the time. It's like, Lord have mercy, these folks still ain't learned. They do dumb stuff to go to prison. They do dumb stuff they get themselves killed. Let's just be real. Folks do. See, that was serving the devil get you. Doing dumb stuff, and guess what?
Dumb stuff.
The key, like the young folks say, doctor, play stupid games, receive stupid rewards, and that's what Satan got folks out here doing, playing stupid games, and they receiving stupid rewards, meaning that they going straight to hell, and after hell, the Bible says comes judgment, and after that, them angels going to throw you, like they said, they're going to throw you, meaning that you ain't going to want to go volunteer. You're going to be fighting, kicking, screaming, hollering, yelling, cussing. You're going to be doing everything, but you, them angels are strong. Them angels, ain't going to be nothing for them angels. Them ain't going to pick you up like a little old can and just toss you in the lake of fire. You can do all you want. You ain't going to stop them angels. Them angels are like, man, please. I've been here long. I've been in existence longer than you have. They just going to pick you up and toss you in the lake of fire. And that's for doing stupid stuff from following Satan, from selling your soul. That's what happened to all the young folks. They just selling their soul, and within a matter of years, they gone. They don't know that little old few hundreds of thousands of dollars, few millions of dollars that they didn't make, they don't care about that.
Mm-mm.
That's why they ain't just print money and just make up stuff. Excuse me. They just make up stuff. That's all they're doing.
Yep.
This world, they have put this government together, and they just made up something. And people actually really believe that this world is that organized. Lucifer is not that organized. Don't you see how the world,
no,
you see how this country, amen, doc, he ain't organized. He can't touch God.
No.
God is not the author of confusion, but the devil is the father of lies and confusion.
Woo! Woo!
Look at how the governments are ran, all in the negative, doing all kind of evil, wicked stuff,
lying to
the people, covering up their tracks by lying some more, just dumb stuff. And they have the nerves, and people think that these folks are intelligent. These folks ain't intelligent. These folks
are
going to bust hell wide open, and they're going to burn for all eternity in the lake of fire. So how smart is that? I don't care about how many degrees you got, how many doctrine degrees you got, how smart you think you are, they just dumb. Let's just keep it real. Amen. Let me tell you something. I don't care who you are. Everybody knows that there's a God. Everybody know that there's a God.
Yay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to share this with you, and then I'm going to turn back over to the doctor. I got to share this with you. And then go over to Daniel. Let me show you something. Go over to Daniel. And I think it's Daniel, the second chapter.
All right. Daniel, second
Daniel, yes, sir. Daniel, the second chapter. Now, this was about a dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had.
All right.
And this was a funny story. And this was just, you know what's funny about the Bible? It's how you read stories, and it's just amazing. It's like the best Bible story. Amen. I love Bible stories. And this is one of my favorite Bible stories.
All right.
And so let me read it to you so you can get a vivid idea of what's going on. And it's been a long time since I actually preached this sermon, so I'm going to attempt to break it down in a short period of time for you. This is what it says. Daniel 2nd chapter verse 1 says, "And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams." Amen. See, he liked to dream dreams. Amen. He said, "Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep broke from him." Amen. Now,
amen.
I don't know about you, but I've had dreams like that. That man, that dream was so troubling that it woke me up.
Woke you up?
my sleep broke. Wait, like, wait a minute, man, what was that dream about? His dream was so troubling to King Nebuchadnezzar that his dream, it woke him up out of his sleep. Now watch what it says in verse 2. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king. Now let me testify to you how troubling his dream was. Not only was his dream so troubling that it woke him up out of his sleep, but he called who? He said, "Hey man, call my magician." See, this is the king.
Yep.
And if you know how people who are rich and pompous and how they act, they're very arrogant. He didn't wait till the sun came up. He said, "Hey, go in there, wake them up out of sleep, call the magicians, call the astrologers, call the sorcerers, call the Chaldeans." Amen. The Chaldeans were related to the ancient people of Ham. Amen. This is their people. Amen. And they were called magi's. Amen. They were like same thing as magicians. They had a lot of worldly knowledge, like of astrology. You know how
astrology,
people like tarot
cards.
There you go. I was about to say tarot cards. What they call it, doctor, when they be trying to communicate with the dead. I can't think of it on my tongue. Necromancy. They do a lot of necromancy, tarot cards, astrology, zodiac. They all.
Oh, go ahead. Witchcraft,
yes, sir. They was into all of that, doctor. Amen. So he caught all these guys, sorcerers, witches, what they call them, warlocks, whatever you want to call them.
All of them,
warlocks. Amen. That's right, doctor. All of them. He said, come. So they came and stood before the king. Verse 3 says, and the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. Now watch.
All right.
Watch. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to refer back to the scripture. Now remember verse 4. Now watch this. Now watch what the king said in verse 5. I'm going to revert back to verse 4. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, thing is gone from me. if ye will not make known unto me the dream, with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dung hill. Boy, let me tell you something. This is the king talking. So you
Come
know
on.
He got the attention. In the middle of the night. Maybe it could have been 1 a.m., could have been 3 a.m. in the morning, could have been 2:45 a.m. He got the attention. Now watch this. Now let me show you how smart Nebuchadnezzar was. Amen. And I believe he kind of knew what was going on. For he knew in verse 4. When they said to him, tell thy servants the dream, and we will show thee the interpretation. Well, he knew if I tell you nuts, you can make up anything. That's what you specialize in, probably. Amen. You're magicians, you're sorcerers. Basically, you entertain a lie anyway. So he probably knew if I tell you, you can tell me anything. But he responded to them and tell them that the thing is gone from me. And if you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made of dunghill. Amen. So he made a threat. Now I'm going to skip down. I'm going to let you read the story in your own time, but I'm going to skip down to verse 10 for the sake of time so I can get it back over to the brother. But, man, this is a beautiful story. I just love to preach this sermon. It was the funniest thing to me. Now he threatened that man. I'm gonna just, so basically what he said to you, I'm gonna, if you got family, you can count it. They all did. You're gonna be cut into pieces, and your house is gonna be burnt up and just turned to nothing, to a dunghill. It's gonna be over for you. It's gonna be like you never existed. Verse 10 says, the Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man, now watch this, upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that acts such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean.
Come on.
Now watch verse 11. Verse 11 is the key. I love verse 11. He says, it is a rare thing that the king requires, and there is none other than can show it before the king, except the gods whose dwelling is not with flesh. Lord, have mercy. He said, well, man, that was deep, doctor. He said, for this cause, amen, the king was angry and very fearful, boy, he was ready to cut them down and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon, man. Their knees was knocking. He made the commandment, you know what? He says, you all can't tell me what it was that I dreamed, and I ain't got to tell you. You're supposed to be astrologers, Chaldeans, magicians, and so you should know.
Yeah,
he said,
yeah.
Now watch, amen. He said, and the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they saw who? Lord have mercy. They saw David and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with the counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Amen. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. And I'm going to stop right there because this is a beautiful story. One day I'm going to come back and teach you. We're going to talk about this one day, doctor. But the point that I'm making to you all is that the folks of this world would have you to believe, it ain't no God. Man, let me tell you something. The people who say there ain't no God, God has put something in man to let him know that I am God and I do exist. Don't ever let nobody do it. This is why they said that. Amen. This is why they say, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods whose dwelling is not with flesh. In other words, they were aware of spiritual things. They are aware that there's a spiritual, and there's a higher power. And they knew that there was a God. Amen. And they knew that what? There was this God over Israel. It has always been known that people have heard about God. I mean, now, whether they believed him or not, they've always heard about the God of Israel. And let me tell you something. Just the stuff of Moses and Noah, that's just some of the things that the Bible shares. I'm quite sure God did so many miracles and miraculous things throughout the ages that people know that what? There is a God. Amen. I just want to say that. Amen. That folks want to play this game. Look at here. Get saved. Amen. Amen. We could possibly be looking at the return of Christ. We want you to receive salvation. Don't let nobody get out here and fool you and trick you. These folks that have sold their soul, they are aware that there's a God. But they like the doctor said, they have basically just cursed out God, blasphemed God, because why? All they care about is the wealth of this world, what they can get. Because Satan has sold it and tricked it. Lord have mercy. That's all I can say for these folks that are just turning their backs on God and sold their soul. But when that trumpet blow, amen, I can only pray that your soul is right with God. Doctor, good night. I'm going to be in touch with you tomorrow, doctor. Bless you, doctor.
Got you,
God.
Got you,
amen. Bless you and your family, Doctor, and happy holidays to everyone, Doctor. Love you.
Thank
you. Talk to you.
Thank
soon.
You.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen.
Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Brother Jackson for that information that you've given us from the Word of God to let the people know there is a God, whether you believe it or not. He is real. He is a God of awesome love. He loves his creation. He loves the family of God. All nations of the world, God is the creator. Make no different race, creed, or color in the background. God loves everybody. But one thing that God hates, he hates sin, and sin comes from the devil. And God hates the devil, and he hates Lucifer, and he hates all that he stands for. Because one time Lucifer was his main angel, his main cherubim. He stood before the throne of God for I don't know how long. He was a music of the heavenly choir. He directed the music. He was a music box. He was the protector of God's throne until pride was found in him and beauty was found in him. And he thought because he was so beautiful, so gorgeous, that he could actually overthrow the Almighty God, the one that created him by speaking him into existence. So we want to let you know the devil knows there is a God. He knows more about God than you do. He knows that he's alive. He knows that he's a God of love. He knows he's a God of mercy. He knows that he sent his son down here and died on Calvary's cross. He knows he was God himself in Jesus Christ, the image of God, suffered and died, rose again, went back there. He knows. Satan knows this. He knows the only way that a man can be saved is Jesus Christ. He knows that. He knows that the only way that he can get you away from God is deceive you and fool you and tell you a bunch of lies and sell your soul to him, that he will give you a whole lot of things that you crave for to get you away from the cross. He don't care nothing about you. He detests you even if you're not saved. He wants to destroy you, and he wants to take you to hell with him because that's exactly where he is going. Satan is going to hell. No reversal. No change of heart. He cannot receive salvation. He's doomed. All the demons and all the culprits and all the Nephilims and the wicked spirits that he has mustered up are doomed, doomed, doomed for hell. Don't go with him. Don't go with him. Reject sin. Hate sin. Turn from sin. Repent of your sin. Because God is a holy God, and he cannot tolerate sin in heaven. He tolerated on the cross. What did he do? He took my sins, your sins. He took the sins of the whole round world. And God became man that he could suffer on Calvary's cross. Because angels cannot suffer for sin. Only thing that could suffer for sin was Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, hung on the cross, dropped his head and died, went down into the bowels of the earth, hell, H-E-L-L, to set the captives free. The Old Testament saints was waiting for him. They were looking for him. All the Old Testament from Adam all the way down to Malachi was looking for him to come and die for humanity. Although the whole world become guilty because the whole world slew Jesus Christ and hung him on the cross. The Jews rejected him. They said, we don't want him. And the Gentiles said, what you want us to do with him? And Pilate said, they said, crucify him. Give us Barabbas and we'll give you Jesus. So that's what they did. They nailed him on the cross. They nailed him. Oh, my God, did they nail that man. They nailed him with spikes in his feet
and in his hand they pierced his side. They disfigured his face, and they opened up his back like a piece of hamburger, and blood and stripes were bleeding down his backside. They put a crown of thorns on his head. Oh, my God. And let me tell you, don't every soul that ever was born in sin is guilty. Every soul is guilty of killing Christ. We killed Christ. The world killed Christ. The Jews rejected him. But the Gentile world was the one strung him up on Calvary's cross. And he bowed his head and died for your lying, your backbiting, your hatred, your racial bigotry. He died for your alcoholism. He died for your ism. He died for your prostitution. He died for your lying and cheating and backbiting. He died. He died until they tell me there was no other way. There was no other way that God could save man but through his own son, Jesus Christ. And by that means he paid the penalty. He paid for your sin. He paid it. Now, if he paid for your sin and you reject his love, you reject his sacrifice, you reject his resurrection, you reject his second coming, you reject his love and his mercy that he's willing to give you, if you just would repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways, because let me tell you, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, dog, cat, Jesus Christ is on his way back, got to come back. He said he was going to come back. And he said the time and the season that he would come back. He said the world will be just as it was in the days of Noah. And Noah came up in a wicked generation. It was so wicked and so blasphemous and so abominable that God could only save Noah and his family and the animals in that day. Only 8 souls. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me 8 souls received salvation through the Ark of the Covenant? The Ark was a typified of the cross. The Ark was the only way Noah could escape the flood. The Ark was saved by water. But the church can only be saved by the Holy Ghost. Because in the days of Noah, the animals was the only sacrifices for a typify of Jesus Christ. Until Christ came, animal sacrifices was recommended. But after Christ died and rose again, the animal sacrifice was done. No more animal sacrifices. The only way that a man can get his sins wiped out, obliterated, cleansed, is the blood of Jesus Christ, and that's it. That's I-P-I-P it. You can't work your way to heaven. Just because you white, that don't mean you going to heaven. Just because you black, that don't mean you going to heaven. It's the soul that you have that belongs to God, and he died for your soul, your soul he died for, that he could redeem it by his blood. And that's the only blood that can redeem mankind. And let me tell you something about blood. Blood is the only liquid fluid in your body that keeps you alive. Without a blood system, you cannot live physically. You cannot live physically without blood in your veins going through your heart and through your capillaries and through your aorta and through all your brain veins. You cannot survive without blood physically. And when man sinned in the Garden of Eden, he died spiritually. And it took Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for sin that man could live spiritually through Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. It took the blood of Jesus Christ to die for man, that through his blood man could be saved. And when the blood of Jesus Christ was shed on Calvary's cross, 2,000 years, the fountain was opened. And when that fountain was opened, the blood came from Emmanuel's vein. And that blood that came from Emmanuel's vein, if the sinner fall beneath the flow, he will lose all his guilty stains. What you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. Church membership will not get you to heaven. Good work will not get you to heaven. Your money will not get you to heaven. It's going to take the blood of Christ for his mercy. Because what Christ did, Christ took the wrath of God. God let the wrath of God fall on himself, Jesus Christ. He took the anger of God. He took the judgment of God. And when he took the judgment of God, that means he paid the penalty for sin for every human being on this planet. And since he paid for that sin, the only way that that sinner can be saved is he got to confess with his mouth and believe with his heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved, S-A-V-E-D, period. You could be young, you could be old, you could be middle-aged, you could be crippled, you could be blind, you could be half-stoned, you could be a drunkard, you could be a liar, you could be a prostitute, you could be a whoremonger, you could be a lesbianism, you can be a homosexual. Pay that for that. Every bit of it, he paid for it. And when man turns his back on the payment that Jesus Christ done, when man refutes and denies that it's not necessary to receive Christ in order to be saved forever, then that man, that woman, that boy, that girl will have to pay for their own sin. If you don't let Jesus Christ cleanse you and save you and sanctify you, you got to go to hell and pay for your own sin, because the wages of sin is death. And death means spiritual separation from God Almighty forever. Think about it. Think about it. Separated from God forever. If you don't get connected with Jesus Christ at the cross while you're alive now and repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways, and you die in your sins, you will have to pay for your own sins. Now, how in the world do you think you can work your way to heaven? I don't care how pretty you are. You can be a very nice person, because nice people can go to hell. They're going to hell because they rejected Christ. That's why you're going to hell. That's the main reason you're going to hell for. Because when Christ saves you, he saves you from all that stuff you used to do. He don't save you from that. He don't save your soul from that. You're no longer under condemnation because you believe on the Son. Whoever believeth on the Son shall be saved. Whoever believeth not shall be damned. Don't go to hell. Jesus Christ loves you too much. Don't think because you go to church and you've been going to church for 40, 50, 60, 30, 20, 10 years, that if you would die, you would go on to heaven? Nope. Can't go to heaven with a sinful soul. Save you, the Baptist can't save you, the Presbyterian can't save you, the occult system can't save you, the wickedness of Satan can't save you, Satan can't be saved himself, never will be saved, never he's trying to make an attempt to get back into heaven through good works. And you can't go to heaven on good works. You got to be born again. You got to be sanctified. And sanctification don't mean shouting or speaking in tongues or jumping around or doing all kinds of stuff that you think would be justified for you to go to heaven. Sanctification means to be set apart, to set apart, to set apart from sin. You become holy. Your soul, your spirit becomes holy, just as God is holy. And a lot of people say, I can't understand that because I still got this sin notion. Yes, the body still carries the sin mold. There's sin in the body. Paul said that. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death? What was he saying? He was saying sin still dwells in this body, and I must have the Holy Ghost. I got to have the Holy Ghost to have victory over sin, death, and the grave. And that means the Holy Ghost comes in. When it comes to the Holy Ghost, it changes my life. What I used to hate, I love now. What I used to love, I hate. And a child of God hates sin. Hear what I say? A child of God hates sin. I hate what I used to do. I ain't going to do that no more. I've been tempted, but I got the power through the Holy Spirit to keep me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. You can live a victorious life through Jesus Christ when you walk in the Spirit, because the flesh is imminent against God. The flesh can never please God. The flesh is corruption, but the Spirit of God is eternal life. You need Jesus Christ today because Jesus Christ is coming back sooner than you think he is. And this year of 2022 coming up, it's not going to be no picnic. We'll never get back to the place where we can get in a good baptized and filled Holy Ghost church where people love each other and people are looking out for each other and people are concerned about people's souls. The only thing that's going to happen is Jesus Christ is going to take the church out of here. He's got to take the church out of here. It's a necessity that the church be removed from this planet. And we're going to go to heaven. And we're going to get our reward for our works down here while we were down here for all Christians. You hear what I said? All born-again Christians. And there are carnal Christians and there are spiritual Christians. People have accepted Jesus Christ. Grow slowly than others. Some grow fast. Some are carnal Christians, which means they still got that carnal mind and they need to get out of it by what? Fasting and praying and seeking the Lord more and more, going through trials and temptations to grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The devil can't get you back. If you saved by the grace of God, you're saved once and for all. There ain't no such thing as born again three or four times. You're born again spiritually one time. You're born physically one time. You cannot unborn a baby, and you cannot unborn a child of God. You're Jesus Christ's child forever. You're his son forever. By what? The blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing else can save a whoremonger but the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing can save a liar but the blood of Jesus Christ. The only blood that can change your life is the blood of Jesus Christ. Just like the natural blood going through your veins can save a man on the battlefield, and if you give him some of your blood, you can save his life. If he don't get that blood, most likely he's going to die. And if you don't receive Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, through the blood of Jesus Christ, you're going to die, separated from God forever. You will never get out of hell. You will never have peace in hell. You will have five things that you will have to deal with in hell, and that is your eyesight, your smell, your taste, your hearing, and your memory. Five things you're going to have to deal with in hell. And you're going to remember, if you don't go to hell. I ain't got no heaven to hell to put nobody, but don't go to hell. And you're going to remember the times you could have came to Christ and you didn't. If you go to hell, don't go. I'm telling you, don't go. But anybody that goes to hell, they're going to remember everything they've done in their lifetime. Everything will come to their mind. And they're going to find out the reason that they're in hell. And they cannot complain to God Almighty and say, Lord, you didn't give me a chance. God gave you a lot of opportunities to come to him. If somebody out there needs to come to Jesus Christ, if you listen to me on your internet or your radio, you need to know Jesus Christ tonight. Don't go to bed without knowing him. Please don't go to bed without knowing him. If you go to bed without knowing him and you was to leave this planet, if you're not saved, an angel will not come and get your soul. If you're saved, the Lord will send an angel to come and get your soul and take it to Abraham's bosom. If you die without Christ, you will lift up your eyes in hell. And you will know where you're at. You will know your name. You will know why you're there. You will know that you have all your five senses to remember that you could have came to Christ. You could have came to Christ. Don't be like Agrippa. Don't be like Felix. Agrippa said, Apostle Paul, after Paul preached a sermon to him, he said, Paul, you're beside yourself. But you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. You almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Don't be like Agrippa. Don't be like Felix. Felix said, Paul, how about if I find a more convenient time, you come back later on, maybe a couple months from now, come back. And I ain't hear nothing about Felix being converted. I ain't hear nothing about Agrippa being converted. And I don't know where they went, but I tell you, if they did not make their decision to accept Jesus Christ, they're in hell right now. Don't go. Come to Jesus. If you come to Jesus, he will give you eternal life that you can live forever, forever, forever with him. And you won't have to worry about no more sin, no more killing. No more murder. No more. It will be peace in the valley in that day. The Bible says repent. Repent means to be godly sorry. Godly sorrow for your sin because you have sinned against the holy God. I have sinned against. I'm repenting every day. Lord, if I said something, I thought something, I'm sorry. I'm repenting every day. Keeping prayer line open. Keeping the prayer line open. That don't mean if I sin and don't confess because there's unknown sin, there's permissive sin, there's a secret sin. Lord, cleanse me and make me whole through your son's blood, Jesus Christ. You need to come to him right now. Only thing you got to do wherever you're at is confess, confess with repentance with your mouth. And believe with your heart that God Almighty raised him, I'm going to say it, himself from the grave. Jesus Christ came back on this earth after the resurrection and stayed 40 days and preached the gospel. And then he went back to heaven. And 10 days later, the Holy Ghost came. And that's what the Holy Ghost can do with you today. Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry. Save my soul right now in Jesus' name. Save me by faith. Faith says, I believe God and rose again. Come into my life and change me in Jesus' name. And he will do it. The only thing you got to do is admit that you're a sinner. repent of your sins, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio, Watchman on the Wall. I'll be back Sunday at 5 o'clock. Come on, let's go to church. Let's hear the word of God, and let's get ready to go to heaven and see Jesus Christ and get us out of this old mean, old hateful world. But before I leave and before you leave, you ought to know Jesus Christ and try to get to anybody you can to let them know